Now, the rest of the story. Once upon a Christmas time, a Philadelphia television news program reported on the plight of the city's homeless people. I don't know how many people were watching that night, but an 11-year young boy named Trevor Farrell was among them. Now, Trevor was a child of the suburbs of Philadelphia's elegant main line, and it much disturbed the lad to think that there were others nearby who did not have homes and whose Christmas would pass in misery. And so the 11-year-old pleaded with his parents, please could they find and help some homeless person. Well, the Farrells were not entirely enthusiastic about the suggestion. The neighborhood they would have to explore was dark and it was dangerous. It was quite cold out that night. Deep down, Trevor's mother and father did not feel like taking on the problems of the world, so they tried to explain to their son that, for the most part, those people who roamed the streets had made a decision to live the way they did. But Trevor wasn't buying that, and he kept pestering his parents until finally they gave in. And that very night, that Christmastide, the boy took a blanket off his own bed, and the Farrell set out for the inner city in search of a derelict. It would be a good lesson, thought mother and father, to teach Trevor that it was one thing to feel sorry for somebody you saw on television, quite another to come face to face with the ugly realities of life. The Farrells were not long in locating a homeless person that night. It was Trevor who first spotted the shoeless bundle of rags curled up on a frozen sidewalk grate. The car had not quite come to a stop when the youngster leaped out. He walked up to the old man with a scraggly beard and put the yellow blanket around his shoulders. And the old man looked up in disbelief at his young benefactor, and he murmured, "Thank you and God bless you." And Trevor got back into the car. The Farrells drove back to the warmth and safety of their suburban home. But the darkened corners of Philadelphia had not seen the last of that little boy. For the next evening, Trevor begged his parents again to take him on a similar mission. And the next evening, and the next evening, and each night, after bestowing some material comfort on one of the city's homeless, the youngster would return home, not so much with the feeling that a good deed had been done, but with a burning conviction that much more needed to be done. And for weeks afterward, Trevor, accompanied by his astonished parents, went back to the streets with whatever food and bedding he could carry. And when Mom and Dad could spare no more, the boy appealed to relatives and then to neighbors. And today, it's 5 years later. The campaign of love that began with a child's spontaneous burst of sympathy is now a full-blown, full-time, million-dollar charity operation with fledgling chapters around the country and thousands of volunteers. You see, Frank Farrell, young Trevor's father, was subsequently so inspired by his son that he, the father, abandoned his own profitable electronics business to work alongside his now teenage boy, managing the charity at large and tending particularly to the local 30-bed shelter for street people called Trevor's Place. And thus, by a little child, was a city led. And as of December 1983, and every night since, there's a lighted byway in Philadelphia where it's Christmas all year long. And now you know the rest of the story.